Time to howl about the double wow that is Katie Wolf. Having emancipated herself from the crimson craving expectations of her Bama grad parents, this electrical engineering and theater design and technology major is now on the prowl for greatness. Break an electronic leg, K-Dub.
Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see.
It looks something like this.
1.21 gigawatts.
What the hell is a gigawatt?
You're listening to the Hashtag Getting Podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.
Hey, War Eagle to you all out there, podcast land. You are listening, you know what you're listening to, the best podcast in all of higher education, the award-winning Hashtag Getting, brought to you by the Office of Communications and Marketing within the Samuel Ginn College of Engineering, of which I serve as a communications and marketing specialist. Specialist. What do we mean by a specialist?
You specialize in communications and marketing.
Well, you know what? I've never thought of it like that.
Well, you do have a specialization, Jeremy.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm, yes, you do.
I can't wait until the
kids. That's why I've over the years where I would have some, not necessarily arguments, but have some beef with some things that go on around the university or whatever. And I would always, in those arguments, say, that's a no skills-based job versus our jobs are specialized skills job. Because there are a lot of jobs here at the university that you don't need any formal education.
President,
or you don't need any
dean.
It depends.
A lot of the admin.
Ours have to have, you know, some of that engineering background.
Sure.
But there are some positions that you can learn on the job. But this, you know, we went to school. Directors of communication marketing, they just give those out.
Sure.
You know, Jim decided to ride his motorcycle off into the sun, and they're like, okay, who's next?
Okay, let's see. Who we
got? The next
Buffalo
office.
Bill.
Yeah,
I
there
guess.
You go.
He's a Buffalo Bills fan, by the way. That sounded weird.
Go but, Bills.
Austin Phillips is the director of the Office of Communications Marketing. And when it comes to specialization, I got the man whose hands are over here twisting the knobs and bringing the throbs, John Sluice.
Best sluice, though.
Oh, God.
I mean, there's a couple
hands
other
down.
Good ones, but
yeah,
we got the best.
Yeah, one in the governor's mansion, one in some lab somewhere in nowhere in Nebraska or something. Give me a break.
Hey, but he was on the Getting Podcast.
Yeah, so that's true. Only by virtue of his superior
brother. Yes.
No offense.
T.A.
Actually, a lot of
it was romance. Good to see him, though. It really was.
I didn't
hadn't
even
seen him in a while.
Him.
Well, I did.
Okay.
I did. We got to chat.
Well, let's get to the most special.
The best guest.
Person in this room right now. Senior Katie Wolf with an E. A senior in electrical engineering. But wait! Also in theater design and technology.
Yep.
TDET. No, TDAT. TDAT. Mm-hmm. That's what I call it.
Yep.
Do they call it that?
I don't think I've heard that one before.
Well, you should try to get that going.
She's what like, that mean? Is the most nonsensical thing
I'm in
I have
EE
ever heard.
And TDAT. True dat.
But this is going to be, again, I know you said whenever I sent you your name that she was already on John's radar.
Yeah.
But we had our strategic leadership team in this past week, and she presented on part of our entrepreneurship innovation segment that Dr. David had. And I'm just, you know, jaw on the floor going, this is awesome. So
it was
I'm
all
really.
Caps, Katie Wolf.
Yeah, now.
Book it. Well, so wait, are you an entrepreneur?
I mean, I'm hoping to be. I don't know that I'd call myself one right now.
Entrepreneurship
but.
And innovation.
Innovation.
Is what we're going after.
Well, so what was she talking about?
Well, we're going to, hey, that's why she's
well,
here,
that's why
Jer.
She's
we're
here.
About to find out.
All right, let's start at the beginning. Due diligence. Where are we from?
I grew up in Memphis, Tennessee.
Ooh,
okay.
MT.
Oh, Elvis.
T-Dat from MT. Oh, Elvis. Well, so, okay, let's go on. How'd Auburn? Why Auburn?
So actually, both of my parents graduated from the University of Alabama.
So you were definitely the smartest in the family.
Right, I made the
were
right
you adopted
choice.
Or something? Like,
I think my dad wishes he'd put me up for adoption sometimes. But,
yes, yeah. Love it. No, keep twist the knife. Okay, well, so they both went there. So what was that like?
So when I was picking a college, I wanted to find somewhere where I could get both degrees. And there's only 3 schools in the U.S. that actually had both of my degree programs.
Really?
Yep. Yep.
What were the other losers?
University of Michigan and Carnegie Mellon.
Michigan and Carnegie Mellon. How
Michigan just stole the signals from the other two, so that's the only reason. Right.
There you go. Topical. Yeah. Timely. I love it.
That's what I love. That part of it, whenever she talked and started it off of why she chose Auburn. And again, we just had one of these a couple episodes ago where it was – Aiden Kemp, I believe. I wanted to do biosystems, and I wanted to grow stuff in space. Mm-hmm. I wanted biosystems, and I wanted aerospace, and Auburn was it. And then here we go again. Wanted to be an electrical engineer, wanted to be in theater, and there's only 3 that really offered that. And here's Auburn, presenting that opportunity again.
Where is Carnegie Mellon? Is that New York? Where is that again?
I think it's in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania? Okay.
Close enough.
Who cares? So did you come here? Did you do any kind of E-Day-ing or anything like that?
So I came to tour twice.
Oh.
And neither time did I do any official tours.
Sweet.
So the first time, this was the first college that I toured, and my dad and I were just woefully underprepared. And so I didn't know that I was supposed to like sign up for tours and things. So I just kind of showed up one day. So there's a level of like self-guided walking around. Awesome. And then the second time was actually the day I decided to come to Auburn, which was we were driving down. Georgia Tech was my second choice school. At the time it was my first choice school. And we were driving down from Memphis to go to Georgia Tech. And I saw the exit sign towards Auburn. And I was like, can we just like go look one more time? Like just like one more time before I signed for Georgia Tech. And then we never actually made it to Georgia Tech.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's right. If you're coming from the West, you're not getting to Atlanta.
Yeah, you might as well stop.
Here. Well, that's awesome.
Or at least you're not getting past the Great Wolf Lodge.
Sure.
Outside of that.
She's making her own Great Wolf Lodge.
Hey, ba-doop-choo.
The experience, because was that COVID year? Like, what was happening?
So that was right before COVID. So this was spring 2019.
Okay.
A year early. So I had no idea it was about to come. But.
Yeah. Well, so how'd that work out for you? I mean, it was sure for freshman year, that's got to be kind of a hard row to hoe.
Yeah. I got one solid semester where I got to do college normally. And then I got all the way to my first spring break. And then just never came back.
Yeah.
That was it. But it was like the engineering went pretty well. We moved online. Things went pretty smoothly. But like the theater department, like we just didn't do shows in any capacity that we would be used to doing shows for a year and a half.
Gotcha. Well, so what got you, interested? I mean, were you doing theater growing up? Were you a stage crew, a soldier? Mm-hmm. Were you, I don't know. What were you, what got you interested in all this stuff?
Yeah. So it goes way back to my 7th birthday. This is one of my favorite stories to tell. So I was gifted an Arduino programming kit for my birthday. And so that night I went and past my bedtime, by the way, I went and I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. And so I, got the computer out and hooked everything up and compiled the blinking LED sketch.
At 7?
Yeah, at 7. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a major nerd.
Yeah, sheesh.
And so, I compiled it and then the light turned on and that was like a switch, a light bulb moment for me, if you will. Where just from that moment on, I was really that was when I knew I wanted to be an electrical engineer, and I was just dedicated to really just lighting in general. So then when I got to high school, I had a friend who was like, hey, we need help with the lighting for our fall show. Do you think you know anything about that? And I definitely did not, but I was like, sure, I can try. And then I just fell in love with theatrical lighting in that moment.
Rock and roll. Well, so what's been your favorite? So how are you? I mean, are you contributing over there? Are your electrical skills, and maybe I'm getting ahead of myself, but I mean, are the skills that you're learning over here, I mean, are you kind of like, OMG, like we got to go to Katie, like we got, are they getting more, or expanding their scope of what they feel is possible now that they have someone of your expertise, the 7-year-old Arduino girl?
So it definitely, you know, I get a lot of weird looks when I talk about my kind of academic pathways, because getting a fine arts degree and an engineering degree is kind of weird. But there really is a lot of overlap. A lot of what I do for the theater department is as an electrician for the performances. So in charge of getting all the lights up, making sure that they work, getting them power, programming them, things like that. And that's really just small scale power systems engineering. So like the things that I learned to do in my power classes in EE, like load balancing and stuff like that, is what I do over there, just in, you know, slightly lower voltage scale.
Well, that's really kind of cool to have something, you know, like with Aiden's thing. Okay, well, he's got biosystems and everything, but then what else was he in? Aerospace.
Yep.
I mean, it's two different like disciplines, but yet the thing that you're specializing in, you know, in theater is such real world practical application for what you're learning over here. And I don't know, that's kind of an interesting little setup.
So when are we done with each of the degrees?
So I finished my theater degree last May.
That's what I thought.
Yep, I did my thesis performance, got all of that done, and now I'm finishing my last year of electrical engineering.
Okay. Well, so what are exactly you looking into, you know, combining these two? How are we taking both of these disciplines to really revolutionize what's being done, especially on the theater side?
Yeah, so I'm looking specifically at the application of low visible or non-visible spectrum light as it impacts visible spectrum light. So from an entertainment side, which is how this all got started, I'm looking at, does introducing ultraviolet light into these lighting fixtures that already exist for theater impact the way that we see depth and how we perceive the scene in front of us? And then that kind of expanded into a little bit broader field of, does this perceived addition of depth allow us to see better at lower luminosity levels so that we can minimize human performance errors, and so that we don't get as much eye fatigue from how bright the lights are.
How cool.
I know.
I tell you what.
I mean, just think of, you know, problems we didn't have growing up with the types of light we have, a computer in your face, mm-hmm. a phone in your face, and just this light that you're straining your eyes all the time. It's just very interesting.
Well, that's really cool for me, especially because I was pretty involved with theater growing up. And obviously the spotlight, I mean, it was always on me.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, the eye fatigue, like you said, and just as a performer,
I'm sure everyone else had eye
fatigue.
It was
an issue. So I'm glad someone's finally tackling that for the next generation.
Somebody, I'm sure the people were hoping somebody would tackle you and
turn it off.
Yes, you get it off and then get him off the stage.
Well, let's see. Okay, we're doing that. Well, let's find out about this the innovation stuff.
Is this part of undergraduate research at all that you're doing this, or is this just interest that you're working on?
Yeah, so I actually brought this idea to the company I was interning for this summer. They're called Electronic Theater Controls. They do Broadway, Hollywood controls and fixtures design. So I was working for them, and I brought this idea to them mostly from like a, hey, I'd like to do this research. Please don't sue me because I signed an NDA and everything. And they're like, actually, we'd like to sponsor it, which is really cool.
Well, well, well. Look at that. Well, how cool.
Where was the internship?
Middleton, Wisconsin.
Ah, okay. Have you done any other internships, or is this the only one that you've done?
Yeah. So I work for a company called Intercon Services.
Okay.
They're a contractor for the power sector in the Southeast. So they contract for like TVA and Southern Company and places like that. So I do power system analysis and design with them.
Well, so okay, so the research you're doing, and now is that part of like the innovation? Is that why you were, you know, why you were recruited to speak? What were you speaking on in terms of the innovation? Was that it? Was that what we were talking about? I mean, it was. I'm not questioning it. I just didn't know if there was additional impressive innovation. Well, show wise that you've done here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, has there been a favorite? Has there been one that you feel personally, I mean, you know, forget the actors, but that you, you know, the lighting and the electric work, electrical mm-hmm. stuff, which you just knocked out of the park, something you're going to be bragging about when it's, you know, come May.
Yeah. So last spring when I did my senior thesis, it was a show called Edges, which is a little bit different than a musical that most people think of because it's a song cycle. So it's not like I'm going to sing the plot. It's here's a bunch of songs that are related, like thematically.
Uh-huh.
And so as part of my thesis, I was the scenic and lighting designer for this production, which was super exciting for me. I can expand my horizons a little bit. And I just really enjoyed that piece. We implemented a new sort of lighting control system using pixels instead of LEDs. So the type of thing where you can, you know, you have a string of LEDs, but instead of Christmas lights where they're all either on or off, you can say, like, I want that specific diode on. And so we use that to map the lights that strung across the set. So they were both like stars or skylights for a cityscape, that kind of thing. So I really enjoyed doing that show. Also, some of that enjoyment came from the fact that I was so involved in it. I think I produced like 300 pages of documentation for the work there. So you kind of have to love it. But
have you been to Broadway?
I've seen like one or two shows in passing, like when I have a layover in New York,
okay,
type thing.
Do you ever get in the makeup yourself? You ever get in costume?
No. I actually one of my things as a technician is I actually started in tech and I'll die in tech. I've never been on stage, never been in the light, always behind it, and I like it that way.
Is that like a code of honor among, you know, stage and tech folk? Like, we do not cross the line.
I mean, like, I like to think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. See, for Jeremy, it is. He's like, I'm not going back there to work on the lights.
They may want me.
I just need it on me. That's it.
I could work on the diodes. I choose not to.
Yeah. Well, and we talk about how lights can change the whole environment, the mood, the setting. To me, there's almost no better example than what we've seen at Jordan-Hare Stadium.
True
that. I mean, the light show, what that does, the entrance, you know, the halftime show. You know, I know we wrote the story on it years ago. I think Amy Weaver and Central may be trying to do an updated version. But, you know, I think it's 30-35% of the band is made up of engineers, and electrical engineers were the ones responsible for the Metallica show at halftime the other night, with the lights blinking on their hats.
Sure.
And, you know, just how organized and synced that whole thing is. Just amazing work. And
Phoebe
and
didn't
again,
go for the football. She goes for the lights.
Well, Tammy and Stephanie, I think, go for the halftime too.
Yeah. Well, no.
A lot of people did. Hey, until this past week, the halftime was better than
there,
the football.
There are more people staying and not getting up than I've seen.
Yeah, no. Right, I hope she does get her son connected with me. I gave her my card and told him to, but her son was in the band, and I just happened to be talking to a friend of mine, dad, who was on the ramp, and she just kind of overheard us, because I was telling him it's the best halftime show I've ever seen in my entire life going to football games. I've been going since I was 7 or 8 years old, and I've never seen one. That's the best one I've ever seen. And she kind of heard me, so I hope we'll get connected. But our students are doing amazing job, you know, working with some of the lights, whether it's theater or the football team.
Before we go, dream job. When you
well, and Georgia's what's next too.
You know, I've got a lot of different options. That's obviously a big thing that's on my mind right now. I'm thinking about trying to get my PhD. You know, seeing if I can take this research and this innovation that I want to do and make a career out of it.
Well, there's only three places that offer this thing.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah.
Auburn.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But other than that, you know, there is still, you know, I've gotten a job offer from Electronic Theater Controls to go and do that full time. So I'm just kind of scoping the field right now to see what the best outcome is going to be.
Right, Austin.
I know. Just make sure your phone is charged up.
Well, John, too.
Because when this podcast goes live, you think you're going to be getting offers.
Mm-hmm. LinkedIn's going to be like, hey, we want to put you on the front page because of that podcast. Katie, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to share all this cool stuff. And tell you what, it's always nice.
It's a bright light.
It is. Yes,
very bright light.
That'll work for it. Bright light, big city, something like that. But no, thanks a ton for being awesome, I guess, because that's what it is. Another overachiever here. but this one's a little more, this one's easier to take. You know what I mean? She doesn't.
I think it's that half theater.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
It kind of mellows
it
out.
Mellows
palate
it out.
Cleanser.
Yeah, for you especially.
Yeah, exactly.
For the star.
Yeah. I know. Hey, you know, if you want a research project, I'll get back in the tights and get up there for you, okay?
Understudies, Yeah.
Thanks so much. War Eagle.
Yeah, War Eagle.
You're listening to the #Getting podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.